This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Christine Wong and you're listening to Enterprise. Now, as we know, we Malaysians love our food, but we can't just keep eating nasi lemak and roti canai without taking into account our health and our fitness. And sometimes just going to the gym gets kind of boring. So today I'm speaking to Diane Chia, General Manager of Guava Pass Malaysia and China, all about Guava Pass, which is an app dedicated to finding the fitness solutions you want when you want them. So first of all, thank you so much for coming to speak to me today.
Thanks, Christine. Thanks for having me.
So it's this app that partners with gyms, but these are all pretty specialized gyms that don't do your kind of normal idea of a workout. So it's things like boxing or things like dance, and it's all kind of in a one-stop shop on a little app. But how was the concept of this created in the first place?
So our founders are actually two guys from the States. They ended up in Singapore around the same time, and their frustration was going to a typical big box gym and not having the ability to book into group exercise classes. So while they wanted to work out with their friends or book into classes together, they were not really able to do so. And they really felt that this was something that was very popular in the States, something they wished was available in Asia. So they felt they should bridge that gap and provide these classes, basically, and make it really accessible to everyone.
Why is a fitness app called Guava Pass?
Oh, yes. So this is fairly interesting because one of the founders, so Rob, he never knew what a guava was. And so he was actually just eating some fruit with our other co-founder, Jeff, and asked him, "What are you eating?" And it was a guava. And he said, "Oh, it's actually really yummy and it looks really cute." Basically, it's green and pink and represents a lot of like our colors, you know, health, women, things like that. And after reading about the guava, that it's actually really, really nutritious and actually has like, you know, a lot more like antioxidants, and it's also really high in vitamin C as compared to like an orange. So we often like forget that it's actually super, super nutritious and is also a Southeast Asian fruit. So they thought, why not make it Guava Pass?
You learn something new every day. I didn't know that guavas had more vitamin C than an orange. Yeah. The more you know, right? Okay. Well, obviously Guava Pass is quite unique in and of itself just because it is an app that focuses on, non-traditional workouts in a sense. What else can you tell me about it that is unique in comparison to, let's say, like a general gym membership?
Right. I guess our biggest differentiating factor is that we do focus on really popular type of classes. So, for example, really interesting rhythmic spinning, rhythmic boxing, even rhythmic like Pilates now. Like a lot of these things that are extremely popular in the States, so the UK, Australia, these are the type of classes that are slowly sort of coming into Asia. And these are the type of classes that we like to make it really accessible to everyone.
What would you say is the most popular class right now?
At the moment, I think the one that's still most popular is definitely yoga, but HIIT, which is high intensity interval training, has also become extremely popular. And so that's why a lot of other classes like boxing and even spin, they incorporate the HIIT aspect. So HIIT is almost in every type of workout. But of course, with any sort of entry level, you do see in Asia that yoga is still the most popular.
Right. And these are all classes that are for groups, not just one-on-one trainers and things like that. Why was that the decision?
I think we really felt that it would be great to have that sort of community feel. People love to work out together, feel accountable, motivate each other. I think when people do go for a PT session, yes, they are accountable to the trainer, but they often can lose the motivation quite quickly shortly after, and they can easily just cancel because no one else is going. But it's that sense of FOMO, I guess. So people actually do really enjoy going together, going for the best class with the best instructor, and it helps keep everyone going.
Right. So there are some other kind of concepts out there that are a bit similar to this. For example, there's one called K-Fit, I believe. So what differentiates you from something else like that?
The main thing, as I mentioned, would definitely be the community aspect. We really pride ourselves in hosting a lot of events. So we really do try to engage all of our favorite like studio partners, also what we call perk partners. So these can consist of our F&B partners, like, you know, healthy organic food outlets, cold pressed juices, even brands like Puma, Lorna Jane, Lululemon, things like that. We do try to really bring that holistic community together and, encourage our members to sort of, you know, come and work out with their friends, but also live and breathe that healthy lifestyle.
Speaking of your members, I mean, what is your general kind of demographic?
As of right now, I would still say we are a little bit heavier on the female side because females do prefer the group classes. Guys are still very much about weights and open gym, but we also have so many CrossFit boxes now and also some partners that have open gym sessions. So we're starting to get a lot more male customers. And then in terms of age, I would say we are sort of around the late 20s, early 30s. Maybe that's sort of the bulk at the moment. A lot of working professionals, a lot of travelers, because we are also a multi-city pass.
Right, I see. And also the way that your app works is that you kind of sign up with a sort of credit system. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so the way that it works right now is that we have a few different packages. So they can range from a 3-class package, a 5-class, a 10-class, and then they can go up to about 1 month and then also to a 3-month, but it's just a monthly subscription. So it's auto-renewed on a monthly basis.
Right.
But that's essentially the longest thing that we actually offer. So we give them so much flexibility to cancel at any time.
So what are the kind of price points of each package as well?
So it ranges from $89 for 3 classes at the moment, and it goes up to $389 for the 1 month.
All right. And so the people who sign up for these sessions, right, a Guava Pass member can only go to, a unique gym or a unique class maybe about 2 to 4 times. Why did you guys decide on doing that?
So this is to also encourage them to not only try different studios on our platform. Like, for example, for KL right now, we have almost 40 different studios. And if they could keep going to the same one, and, you know, we are creatures of habit. So if they only went to that one specific gym, that wouldn't help them to explore and discover really amazing, all the other amazing studios. So that's one way we want to encourage them. Also, it gives the studio the opportunity to potentially convert these people. At the end of the day, we want it to be a win-win partnership. And if someone does feel that maybe Guava Pass is no longer suitable and they want to go with this specific gym because it's amazing and it fits all of their needs, that's also something that we want the customer to have the option to do.
Right. That was actually going to be my next question is, obviously, Guava Pass seems very oriented around the customer's flexibility and the customer's schedule and the customer's time, because a lot of these credit classes are, you decide which classes you attend, right? So I was about to ask, actually, how does Guava Pass benefit the gyms that it partners with?
Yeah, so I think this is where, because we encourage a lot of people to discover their studios and give them the opportunity to go, you know, maybe up to 4 times in that month. So while that's also quite flexible because they get to go once a week, it still means that if they really love it, they can actually convert.
Right.
So that's great for the studio. And then also we do see a lot of our own customers actually sticking with Guava because they travel and they want to keep trying different studios, but they might have one other option which they, you know, stick to more regularly as well.
Yeah. So right now you guys operate, as you said, in many different places. You operate in Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, Bangkok, Beijing, Dubai, Hong Kong, Jakarta, obviously KL, Manila, Shanghai, and Singapore, which is a lot of places. So I think that it's really interesting that, you know, you guys have managed to find this kind of almost portable fitness solution in a sense, right? With all of this in mind, where does Guava Pass's revenue actually come from?
Definitely from our subscribers purchasing the packages, because obviously when they go to any studio, they don't pay per entry. So essentially they buy a package through us and they have unlimited access to all of the studios on our platform. But one of the things that we've seen that's really contributing to our revenue as of sort of last year is definitely the corporate wellness programs. So basically we work with a lot of companies as well as brands, and we help them with their corporate wellness strategy for the year, for example. So from planning wellness sessions on a weekly basis for companies like LinkedIn, WeWork, and so on and so forth, we do that for them on a regional basis. And essentially, I mean, a company is more productive if their staff are actually happy and also healthy. So this is something that I think a lot of corporates are realizing, and it also keeps them motivated. And, you know, they sort of have that also, you know, when they get closer to their colleagues, I suppose, and they can do something that's healthy together. So I think we've seen a huge growth in that, and that's what we are trying to do a lot more of now. And that's definitely, you know, really contributes to our revenue.
When I think about it, a lot of places, you know, a lot of companies, they kind of provide a sedentary lifestyle in the first place. You know, you sit in an office all day, the food areas around might not be very healthy, especially in Malaysia, where like there's a Mamak store every 5 minutes,
yes.
Right? So I think that, you know, is really beneficial to both you and the company. So it's a nice little kind of partnership in that sense as well. All right. So you personally originally were not in the fitness industry before joining Guava Pass. You were in real estate, if I'm
yes,
not mistaken.
Correct.
How into fitness were you before you joined Guava Pass? Has that changed?
Yes, definitely. I was into fitness. Like, I was fairly healthy. I mean, I eat quite well. I do exercise regularly, but I would say, you know, like a normal 3 to 4 times a week, that kind of thing. Not really exploring lots of different classes. Definitely not like all sorts of studios as well. So I think since joining Guava, I decided, I have to try everything. First and foremost, with any studio that we bring on, we as a team have to actually try. You know, someone in there has to try first in order to determine that it's a good fit for our customers, right? From that, I tried everything that I probably would have never tried. And yeah, it's been amazing. And now I basically, if I could, work out just every day, try a new class every single day.
Wow. What would you say is one of the more weird, I guess, or non-traditional classes that you've attended?
That's a good question. I guess the most popular now that I would go more frequently is something that's more like rhythmic spin and rhythmic boxing. So you're actually kind of boxing to the beat of the music or spinning to the beat of the music as well. But I guess something that's really interesting that not many places have is probably things like aerial fitness, where you're using the hammocks. And I think those kind of workouts are really, really good, and you often would never try if it wasn't for something like Guava Pass, maybe.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, it's time for a short break, but after that, I'll continue speaking to Diane Chia about the wellness culture in Malaysia. So stay tuned to Enterprise on BFM 89.9 for more of that discussion.
Building fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
Good morning. You're listening to Enterprise and I'm Christine Wong. I'm speaking today to Diane Chia, who is the general manager of Guava Pass Malaysia and China. And Guava Pass is an app that basically brings together all these different fitness studios that do all sorts of crazy or non-traditional workouts into one little one-stop shop that you can kind of try out. But in Malaysia, as we know, people are not so much into the fitness thing. People really love our food. We really, really love our food. And we especially love our very unhealthy food. But apart from that, what are some of the kind of general challenges that Guava Pass faces?
I think that's one of the key ones, because it is about education and it is about trying to change someone's lifestyle. And I think that's a huge thing that isn't easy. It takes a long, long time. So we do spend quite a bit of time trying to educate, working with the right kind of partners, encouraging people to eat well right after a workout. So at every single one of our events, for example, we will always engage a healthy food partner. You know, we're not like other, you know, events that you might attend where you maybe would have just run a half marathon and afterwards the food that's being served is like KFC. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that we're trying to educate the market that, hey, you just work so hard, we want to reward you, be good to your body, so eat well. So I think that's like definitely one. Other challenges for sure would be that I think Malaysians love a good deal and they always want a good deal all the time. And for what we're offering, we're always trying to offer something that's of quality. And of course, we want them to be really active and want to continue to, you know, make it accessible to them as well and at not such a steep price. But at the same time, because of the brand that we are and the type of partners that we work with, we can't always offer it at such a great deal. And I think a lot of people here always just are asking for something sweet at any chance they can get. So that's sometimes something that's a bit of a frustration for us.
Is there a difference in how each place has reacted to Guava Pass maybe?
Yes, definitely. I think China is a very, very local market. And I think the concept maybe wasn't as readily sort of absorbed like the way that Malaysians actually have, which has been amazing for Malaysia. I feel when we first launched it, we were very lucky because people sort of understood the concept already and were very keen to have something new and really wanted to try it out. Shanghai and Beijing, it takes them a lot more time, but once they're loyal, they're extremely loyal. So I think that's the difference. Yeah, that maybe it takes them longer to convert, but they stay on. Malaysians, they are often very excited, willing to give it a go. But as I mentioned, if, say, the deal isn't as sweet as they once had it, they might not necessarily stay on. So right. They might not necessarily appreciate.
Because I would imagine that most people would use Guava Pass in parallel with going to the gym regularly as well, or would you say? Or is it a kind of a replacement? sort of situation?
I think for guys, they would probably have both because they still need a lot of that open gym and regular classes. For women, actually, it can replace, because if you actually ask majority of them, when they do go to a big box gym, they are actually also going for a lot of the classes. And as we continue to add partners that have open gym as well, I do think we can replace these big box gym memberships. It's just that, they might often, maybe because we're so flexible, because we allow them to cancel at any time, that sometimes means that maybe if they're just going traveling for 2 weeks, they'd rather just cancel and come back on later. And we know how hard it is to get back into the routine of being healthy again.
Right. See, and also, you know, you mentioned this challenge between the gender disparity in your demographic as well. So what are you doing to try and get more men into using Guava Pass?
So the first thing that we try to do is often add classes that they would like. So obviously things like CrossFit, a lot more strength and conditioning, a lot more functional training, as well as the open gym. I think that is huge, because whenever we do ask them, what would you like to see? They do want that. So they need they still need their weights, their barbells and so on and so forth. So we're still trying to add a lot more of that. But it's also a really great way for guys to meet a lot of girls.
I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, you never know if you don't try, right? So if you go to somewhere where you know that it's going to be relatively female-centric, you have a lot of advantage there just on ratio alone, right? So that's really, really interesting. Now, you know, you're talking about how Guava Pass isn't just a fitness app specifically. It's all about also trying to educate people about being healthy and thinking about their wellness. And so, you know, what kind of events does Guava Pass run that promote this?
We do regular events on a monthly basis, and we will work with a lot of the studio partners to educate them on like different types of workouts, and then also always have some sort of, you know, like I mentioned, F&B after, so they can mingle, talk to like-minded people, get to know the instructor even, or even our ambassadors, for example, and then eat well, drink well, and then a lot of the time we also do donate to charity as well. So that's also another aspect that we try to sort of bring different people together as well. So we, for example, do monthly activations for Puma. We also have, you know, our blog and our e-newsletters, which often have a lot of content that's related to either like fitness programs or, you know, even nutrition, even things that would help your mind, because it's really important not to only be active, like physically, but to also really prioritize mindfulness, actually, because people that actually do spend a lot of time on their minds also perform better in terms of fitness. So we do try to encourage that kind of thing as well.
Is there a specific sport or activity that your customers have requested that you haven't quite gotten to yet?
Not quite. I think in general, most type of classes we actually have on the schedule. I think the only thing would be that maybe some of them actually would prefer to have a lot more outdoor activities. So for example, they would love to have like wakeboarding or indoor skydiving, things like that, which we would love to also bring on. And I think often that's why we bring them on as a perk, because they are actually very, very expensive. So in terms of justifying that cost, it might not work to our advantage. So, but for example, in Singapore, we actually do offer wakeboarding for them twice a month, that type of thing. So they love it, and they actually use that credit on that. So we hope that, I think that's something that I would love to add on here, and maybe more of like even like hiking or, you know, more fun activities that incorporate like, I guess just being outdoors. I think it's really nice.
So for people like me who are kind of hesitant in beginning, you know, their fitness journey, for people who don't, like, you know, you walk into a gym and you're just like, I have no idea how to use any of this. How does Guava Pass help?
Definitely. I think, that's a really good question, and it's really honest. And I think never forget that everyone actually started at that same exact place. And I think it's about, one, maybe the first time is knowing your level and going to a class that you think you could at least sort of keep up. Always be a little bit challenged, because I do think then you get more out of it. And then go with someone. I think it's always really nice. I always book classes, even now, with someone. I love to work out with my team or with my friends, or even like, media, anyone. I think it's always really nice, because you motivate each other and you don't care as much about, oh, how would someone else look at me if I'm doing this incorrectly, and so on and so forth, you know? And a lot of the time, the classes that we do, like the studios that we work with, the classes that we do propose, they have really amazing instructors. So they will guide you through it. A lot of the classes that are on Guava are really truly for all levels. So just, I guess, like, take the plunge, go for it, and just have a really good time. Just look at it as that.
Yeah, and I guess also it kind of takes away from the monotony that you kind of imagine going to the gym and just being on a treadmill, and it allows you to do something that is fun and fit as well.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. So where do you see Golf Pass heading in the future? Because already you operate in many different countries. So, do you think Golf Pass will go to any other countries, and which countries would they be?
Right. As of now, we are doing extremely well in the Middle East. So we already have a few additional cities that we'll be adding to the pipeline. So I think we will be looking at another 3 cities this year. Another key area might be, even India. So yes, I think we are very opportunistic. And I think if the market seems ready and we are willing to sort of give it a crack, I think it's something that we will always consider.
And what about locally? What do you see for Golf Pass Malaysia specifically in the future?
I would love to be able to grow this in a lot more cities in Malaysia for sure. The first target, though, is essentially to have a lot more supply in Malaysia, because I do think that if we can get to about 100 studios, that would be amazing. And then I would really like to see the quality also really improve, and for us to have more variety. So that's sort of the goal for KL initially. But of course, I do see, a few other cities that could potentially really complement sort of Malaysia's growth as well.
All right, fantastic. Well, it's actually about time to wrap things up, but thank you so much, Diane, for speaking to me today all about Guava Pass.
Thank you for having me.
All right, well, if you've missed any of this interview, go ahead and download the BFM app on the Apple App Store or Google Play to listen to, and or download the podcast to listen to it again. I'm Christine Wong, and this has been Enterprise with Diane Chia, who is the General Manager of Guava Pass Malaysia and China. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.